Right. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're gonna finish Surah An-Nisa today, inshallah. But let me just go over just basics so we know exactly where we are. So I'm gonna put some post-its down. These are the sort of things I do, okay? This is the way I work, and it's quite easy because I can show it to you. So it's a Madani Quran. There's legal, legislative, social issues. They're all intertwined with hypocrisy. Basically, what the surah is trying to telling me, that the Muslim community, because it was fractured, and we're always fractured when it comes to wars or anything that might happen, then it needed stability. And the stability was provided by the family unit. And the instability in any society is because of hypocrisy. And today we will look at these different characteristics of hypocrisy. So we've divided the surah into seven parts. It's just a little bit of revision, so it comes into our head. Started off with family law. There was looking after of orphans. And you might remember quite a few things from here when we talked about the status of women, the mahar, the indecent behaviors in a relationship. There was the eye of polygamy, but that was actually looking after orphans. There was mahram relations. There was inheritance. There was repentance. And then we had the second section, which was in essence, how to maintain social justice. Reason for its breakdown was really arrogance, belittling others, being stingy, hiding wealth. And then there was an eye of tayammum in between. Third section was distorting of divine words. So there was the example of Ashabu Sabt, and that's quite sami'na wa asaina, they said. The fourth section was literally an order to obey Allah and His Messenger. We looked upon certainty of death, pondering over the Quran, even something as simple as the response for salam, and then the advantage of doing that. The fifth one that we looked at was maintaining justice, protecting rights. There was no prejudging. There was salatul khawf. There were secrets. And these were things that would not be able to bring justice to a society. And then also you found justice to women and orphans. But now we look at the real ailment or the real problem that happens when a society is trying to put together its fractures, but it's hypocrisy really throughout that does it. And we'll find nine signs. We did some last week, but I'm going to go over them again. So I'm going to start with Ayah 137, because I stopped at 143, but I'm just going to redo 147, because that really, in essence, is the beginning of this signs of hypocrisy. So you can write that down. That's number one. So Ayah 137 was, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So those who believe, ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا, then they cover up the truth. ثُمَّ آمَنُوا, then they believe. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا, then they cover up the truth again. And then after that, you see there's a gap here. It's a little bit of belief, a little bit of that. And then ثُمَّ زَادُوا كُفْرًا. And then what they do is the kufr, the covering up the truth, just increases because it becomes a habit. لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا يَحْذِيهُمْ سَبِيلًا. So they will not find any forgiveness, and neither will they be able to find any hidayah, or they're not going to have any divine guidance. I've drawn tube lights here, and I've written tube light, because it's like on, off, and then it just goes off. The starter's just gone. Okay. Then we find in Ayah 138, we've already done this, there's a consequence. بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Give them the news. بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. That it's going to be painful. This is how they work. They don't have one way of looking. It's going to be painful. Now, أَلَّذِينَ يَتَّكِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ. This is their second sign. This we did last week in 139. So what do they do? أَلَّذِينَ يَتَّكِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So they take protect. The second sign is that they take protective friends. I'm going to try and put this down here so you can see it. So they will take protective friends, min dunil mu'mineen, apart from those who believe. They're inclined towards those who cover up the truth. So if you look further in that ayah, we've done it again. Ayabtaghuna indahum al-izzata fa'inna al-izzata lillahi jamia. Really, are they looking for honor from them? Allah is saying honor lies with Allah. And it's a real thing for all of us to sort of look at. Okay, number three, and we looked at that as well. So here Allah says, they sit together, we talked about this, they sit together, they mock and deny divine guidance. If you sit with them, He says, I will put you all together as one. So don't sit with them until they change the subject. We did Ayah 141 as well, which is, أَلَّذِينَ Now, these people want their cake and eat it. Let's go over this one because I think it's a little bit important to go over. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا. And this is quite strong here. وَيُسْتَحْزَوْ بِهَا. So you know what tahza is? Tahza is to make a mockery biha. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا. And we talked about قُعُود, which is to sit مَعْهُمْ, don't sit with them. حَتَّى يَخُوذُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. Until they change the subject. إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. If you do that, he will put you all together and it will be painful. It will be like painful punishment. We did Ayah 141, which is the fourth sign, which is quite, if I can say, it's basically a very munafiqeen sign. Even Surat al-Munafiqeen will tell you this. So here Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يَتَرَبَّصُونَ بِكُمْ. Those who wait for something wrong will happen to you. So in other words, they don't see any good to you. They're always wishing bad of you. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فَتْحٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. But if you have victory from Allah, قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Didn't we tell you we're with you? So if the Muslims win, they say we're with you. وَإِنْ كَانَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نَصِيبٌ. If those who cover up the truth have got a little bit of an upper hand, قَالُوا. They tell those who have covered up the truth, أَلَمْ نَسْتَحْوِذْ عَلَيْكُمْ وَنَمْنَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Did we not help you against the mu'mineen? فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will judge them on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَنْ يَجْلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَلْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And there is no way Allah will give those who cover up the truth an upper hand over those who believe. So we did that as well. That is sign number four. We did this one as well, which is Ayah 142. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. So those who display hypocrisy. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعَهُمْ. They wish to fool Allah, but He fools them. So they're only fooling themselves. Now, this is their sign. First thing is they think they're going to fool people or fool Allah. وَإِذَا كَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. I talked about that last week, by the way. When they stand for salah, كَامُوا كُسَالَ. They stand like, you know, sluggishly. There is no presence of heart in their salah. يُرَعُونَ النَّاسِ. They only want to be seen by human beings and they don't remember Allah even a little. So here you see I've drawn a cake. Well, that's my version of a cake. Even color it beautifully. I stuck a sticker in my Quran and I put that they want to eat it as well. Here I put salah and you could put a heart there and put a cross there, which means there is no presence of heart in salah. Ayah 143. And I think this is where we stopped last week. So here, it's Allah says, مُذَبْزَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. They're wavering between this and that. And I told you what zabzaba meant. It was like something that just, you could actually take it as something like a flag that's flying in the wind, but then it stops. They're neither here nor there. So, لَا إِلَهَ حَوْلَى وَلَا إِلَهَ حَوْلَى. They're neither here nor there. وَمَنْ يُذْلِلُ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. And whoever Allah causes to go into error. In other words, we're talking about themselves. If we are here, we ourselves cause ourselves to err, and there's no way out of this. So we're on Ayah 144. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe. Now this is an order. لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَا. So saying, if you do take a protective friend from those who cover up the truth, min duni al-mu'mineen, apart from those who believe. And then he's asking again, aturiduna an taj'alu lillahi alaykum sultanan mubeena. Do you want that Allah will have a clear proof against you because you incline towards those who covered up the truth? It's really a strong statement. And the consequence, he says, is innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar. So those who display hypocrisy, they are, dark is a lower, asfala safilin, you've all heard that, stage, lower stage of the fire, وَلَنْ يَجْدَ لَهُمْ نَسِيرًا. And there's no helper for them at all, because they've done this knowingly. Ayah 146, and this is the beauty of the Quran. So if I recognize myself to be there and I don't know what to do, because I've seen all these signs there, I've seen the six or seven different signs of hypocrisy that I look at myself and I think, goodness, I found them in me. Now what do I do? So he says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعْبُ, except those who make a U-turn. So normally I would draw a U-turn here. وَأَصْلَحُ, and are able, صُلَح is to amend. So I put right what I've done that's wrong. وَأَتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and I hold on to Allah. وَأَخْلَصُ دِينَهُمْ, and sincere in religion. دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ, Allah's religion. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, I will immediately jump from hypocrisy to being a mu'mineen. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah grants those who believe a great reward. He's talking about those who started off as munafiqeen. He started off with that and then he's saying, just by doing a U-turn, turn back to me and I will forgive you and I'll give you a reward. And then he adds on, and this is the beauty of the Rahmaniyat of Allah. He says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِأَذَابِكُمْ, why would Allah punish you? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ, if you are grateful and you believe. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, Allah is a multiplier of rewards and He is all-knowing. So it's just amazing. There's always a solution to go back. Okay, now another sign of those who display hypocrisy. And this is the beginning of the sixth Jews, I think. It says, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء. Allah does not love that you publicly, you make something evil public. And I think I mentioned سوء. سوء, I said, was a rotting corpse. So this is a deed that it's not even pleasant. It's something that we know is wrong, yet we do it. It says, he hates it when you do that. So the most obvious is gossiping. Min al qawl. Can you see? He says that you talk about it. Illa man dhulim, except those against whom injustice has been done. Wa kana Allahu samian alima. Allah is hearing and knowing. He always adds that little bit. He always says there are times when you need to speak, when you need to say something's not quite right, doesn't seem quite right. Okay, let me just move that a bit up. Then the solution. So maybe I did this. Maybe I gossip. Maybe I do things publicly that are not very right. So what do I do? He says, easy. إِن تُبْدُوا خَيْرًا أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ. Do good openly. Do it openly, do it in secret. أَوْ تَعْفُوا عَنْ سُوءٍ. And forgive those, forgive an evil. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًا كَذِيرًا. And you will find Allah will forgive your sins and bury them in the deepest of oceans. And He is all-powerful. Okay, this is the ninth sign. Now, we could call it sign of unbelievers or those who cover up the truth, but it's munafiqeen as well. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, those who cover up the truth between Allah and His Messenger. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ, they try to make a distinction between Allah and His Messenger. See what they say? And this is historical. They would say, okay, we all believe in Allah. We believe in a creator. The Quraysh believed in a creator. Everybody believes in a creator. Take any religion in the world, they believe, whether it's nature and an unseen power, whatever you want to call it, they believe in a creator. But they say these messengers are something we have an issue with. وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُوا بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُوا بِبَعْضٍ, we believe in some and we don't believe in the other. So we have those who believed in Musa and didn't believe in Isa. We have those who believed in Isa and didn't believe in Muhammad. So they pick and choose whatever they want. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا, and they wish to take something from the ones they believe in. So they make a distinction between messengers. So Allah is saying, you believe in all of them. I think when we did Surah Al-Baqarah, when all of us started reciting Quran and we were told, we went into big Quran. That's the first thing we read. Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة وما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك. You cannot say you believe in one and not the other. وَبِالْآخِرَتِهُمْ يُوكِنُونَ, that was the basics of religion. So they deny that. Okay, ayah 151 now is a consequence. It says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْقَافِرُونَ, they have truly covered up the truth, حَقًّا, by truly. وَعَتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا, and we've prepared for them a humiliating punishment. So that's humiliation. But then I want a solution out of all of this. So he says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, بِاللَّهِ in Allah وَرُسُلِهِ and his messenger, وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, and you don't make a distinction between any one of those messengers, أُولَٰئِكَ سَوْفَ يُعْطِيهِمْ أَجْرَهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورَ الرَّحِيمًا, then Allah will grant them their reward and he's forgiving and merciful. So even when we look at the qualities of hypocrisy, we see that there are so many solutions. There's a consequence, but there's also a solution. And it's a life lesson for us. Often we judge and we write off people. But here Allah is saying, that's not what you do with me. With me, there's no writing off. There's always a solution here. Okay, now we're going to go to the next section, which is the last section, which is Ayah 153 to Ayah 176. So now here we find the people of the book and what they do. So let's see how they fare with this. So this is Ayah 153. It's an intense surah, but I'm sure if you ponder over it a little, you'll enjoy it. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ayah 153 starts off by saying, يَسْعَلُكَ أَحْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. So, the people of the book, they say, bring down a book from the heavens. They want to see something floating down from the heavens. They want to see a miracle. Many of us do this too. So Allah is now reminding them of Prophet Musa. And he's saying, فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَى أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. They asked Musa even bigger than that. They asked greater than us. فَقَالُوا, they said, أَرِنَ اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّائِكَةُ بِظُلْمِهِمْ. They said, show us something greater. They went on a mountain and they said, we want to see Allah. So Allah showed them. So what had happened? ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْإِجْلَ. There was lightning on because of their injustice. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتُمْ بَيِّنَاتِ فَأَخَوْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Then Allah still forgave them. Because they took that, ijl is a cow by the way, they took that calf, وَعَتَيْنَا مُوسَى سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا, and we granted Musa a clear authority. So Allah is telling them, they messed up. Let me give you an example. You asking for a book from the heavens, they asked Musa even greater. They wanted to see Allah. They messed up. Let me go. So I'll tell you what I've written there. He still forgave them. He gave Musa authority. And by extension, he's telling the Quraysh that in the same way as Musa was given authority, Muhammad has been given authority as well. This ayah is really amazing. Okay, I'll repeat it again. So the people of the book said they want a book from the heavens. But Allah is telling them, the people of Musa asked them for something greater. They wanted to see Allah. So when they wanted to see Allah, lightning took over. When he was up there, they took a calf for a god. Even after clear signs came to them. But Allah still forgave them. So he can forgive you too. And then he said, let me tell you what happened to them. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ. And you can see that I've drawn a mountain. So we raised a mountain above them. I'd like you to imagine that there's the Bani Israel. And they can see this mountain hovering over them. Mithaqim. This is Mount Sinai. Okay. وَقُلْنَا لَهُمُ ادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. So we told them, enter the door. This was entering Palestine. Go do sajda. And we told them, don't exceed the limits of the Sabbath or of Saturday. And we made a firm covenant with them. Mithaq is something that both sides understand. They were told, take this seriously. They only agreed because there was this mountain hovering over them and they thought it's going to fall any time. It's just like when you threaten a child, if you don't do this, oh my goodness, you're in trouble. They will do that. So Allah is saying they did this under threat because they were convinced that the mountain would fall. In my book, or in my Quran, I have a mountain. The moment I see it, I know there's a mountain floating. In fact, in other parts, I think Surah Al-A'raf says, it's like a cloud. So you can put a cloud there. And then they're doing such stuff. Okay. Right, next one. So what did they do? So Allah says, the reason why we did this to them. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. They violated their contract. And not only violated it, they continually broke their contract. وكفرهم بآيات الله. They covered up the signs of Allah. وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير الحق. And they killed all the messengers that were sent to them. وقولهم. And they said, قلوبنا غلف. Our hearts are covered. We don't understand why we're doing some of this. بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا كليلا. Allah has sealed their hearts because of their covering up the truth so much, so only a few will believe. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Sometimes when we continually do something that is wrong again and again and again, we actually justify it to ourselves. And then it becomes okay. And that's exactly what this is talking about. Next ayah. So what was it they did that was so bad? What were the mithaq? What were the contracts that they violated? What sort of things did they do that were wrong? Well, let's look what they think. Number one, وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَىٰ مَرْيَمْ بُحْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. They made a serious accusation against Maryam. They said this is a child born out of wedlock. They made some awful accusations against her. That was number one. Number two, what else did they say? وَقَوْلِهِمْ, and they said, إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا مَسِيحَ عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمْ. We killed the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam. They called him Messiah. Somebody who was righteous, somebody who erased wrong deeds, somebody who purified, somebody who was noble, somebody who had distinct qualities. They said, we killed him. Rasulullah, and he was a messenger of Allah. And Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. You did not kill him, nor did you crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّحَ لَهُمْ. You thought you did. They appeared to somebody like him. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَلَفُوا فِيهِ. And he says, those who differ therein, لَفِي شَكٍ مِّنُّ. They're in doubt about it themselves. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ إِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. They don't have any knowledge. It's only their thought process. They're just thinking it. They're only following conjecture. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَكِينًا. They definitely did not kill him. What happened to him? بَرَّفَعَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah raised him to him. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is Aziz and He is Hakim. Right, ayah 159. وَإِمْ مِنْ أَحْلِ الْكَتَابِ. And there is not one of the أَحْلُ الْكَتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. That they will not, they will, in other words, there's not none of them who will definitely believe this before his death. So somewhere it's telling me that I will be able to, Tafsir says that when he comes back, when Imam Mahdi comes with Prophet Isa, they will be able to see that he didn't die. But the other says that before I die, I will see the reality of the fact that this Prophet is alive, Prophet Isa and Imam Mahdi. And on the day of Qiyamah, Prophet Isa shall be a witness against them. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. And this is an ayah that Imam Mahdi is mentioned with as well. Next ayah, 160. فَبِذُلْمِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ حَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. So, some of the wrongdoers, how shall I try and put this? So there were some of the wrongdoers on the part of those who are Jews, who are the Yahud, that's Hadu here. What did we do to them? We made, because of what they did, we made forbidden to them that which was previously allowed. Allah says, "Tayyibatin uhillat lahum." It was allowed before, but we made it forbidden to them because they moved people out of Allah's way. So what was it that, well, what was one of the things that we punished them for, and that we gave them a punishment from something that was originally halal? So one of the examples given in Tafsir is Saturday. Saturday was made a day when they couldn't conduct business, when they couldn't do things that normally people would be allowed to do on Saturday. And that was only done because of them violating those treaties or their contracts or the things they said about Prophet Isa and Sayyidah Maryam. 161. What else did they do that was wrong? That is why they were given things or forbidden things that were halal. Allah says, وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى they took interest. They overcharged people. وَقَدْنُهُ عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And they just took people's money. When you overcharge interest, when you just put people in debt again and again and again. وَعَتَزْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And this will make them have a painful punishment. So one was false accusations. And the second one is putting people into unnecessary debt and taking their money. And it applies to us throughout where we are. Then there is always a solution. He says, لَا خَنِ الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْإِلْمِ مِنْهُمْ. However, those who are رَاسِخُونَ فِي الْإِلْمِ, those who are firm in knowledge amongst them, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and those who believe, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, they believe in what was revealed to you, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and I go back to Baqarah here, and what was revealed before you, وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ, they are constant in their salah, they are the exception, Allah says, وَالْمُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, and they give zakah, in other words, they serve humanity. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and they believe in Allah and the last day. أُولَٰئِكَ سَنُعْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, we will give them a mighty reward. So Allah is saying, it's not all of them, there is an exception, and there is a change, there is a solution that can be done. And then goes further into giving the other prophets. Inna ahayna ilayka kama ahayna ila Nuhin wa nabiyyina min ba'dihi wa ahayna ila Ibrahim wa Ismaila wa Isaac wa Yaqub wal Asbat wa Isa wa Yuba wa Yunus wa Harun wa Sulaiman wa atayna Dawud Zabura. It's really pretty. So it gives all the other prophets, in other words, Allah is saying, this is the same message that I revealed to all of them. Wa rusulan, and then قَدْ قَسَسْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, there are messengers for whose story we've told you. قَسَس, remember, is a story. وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْسُسْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and there are some messengers that we have not told the story about them to you in this book. So you may not hear of them in this book, but we still send them. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and we got Musa to talk to you, or rather Musa was there as somebody who talked to you. I don't know whether you can see it. Okay, ayah 165 is now. This is a role of messengers. Rusulam mubashirina wa mundirina. So the role of a messenger, Allah says, is one who is able to give you good news and is able to warn you. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةً بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ, so that people will never be able to tell Allah that we did not have guidance. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah is mighty and Allah is wise. Alright, let's go to 166. لَكِنِ اللَّهُ, now this is probably one of the strongest ayahs in this surah, but Allah, يَشْحَدُ, He bears witness. Not many places where Allah bears witness. But Allah bears witness, بِمَا أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكَ, what He has revealed to you, O Muhammad, أَنزَلَهُ بِإِلْمِهِ, it has been revealed with His knowledge. It's probably an ayah that says, this Qur'an is one that Allah bears witness that has been revealed to the Prophet. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَشْحَدُونَ, and the angels have witnessed it too. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. On my Qur'an I will write, Allah validates this message. I don't have to go to anybody else. So now what happens? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who cover up the truth. وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, not only do they cover up the truth, they stop others from following this. They attack the Prophet. They attack this message. قَدْ ذَلُّوا ذَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, they have gone completely on a tangent. You know, to not believe yourself, to cover up the truth yourself is something different. But then to propagate that, he says, is completely, you just lost it completely. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who cover up the truth. وَذَلَمُوا, and they are unjust. لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ, they will never forget. لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ, Allah will never forgive them. وَلَا لِيَحْذِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا, He will never show them a path. Because they've done this deliberately. But there is one path that they will be allowed to go on. إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمْ, except the path of the fire. خالدين فيها أبدا, to live in there forever. وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. That's really easy for Allah. So the choice is ours, what we pick. And then an admonition. يا أيها الناس, all human beings. جاءكم الرسول, a messenger has come to you, بالحق, with truth, من ربكم, from your Rabb. فآمنوا, believe in him, خيرا لكم. Because if you believe in him, it's good for you. وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا, if you cover up the truth, فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, for Allah is what is in the heavens and the earth. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, he is all-knowing, all-wise. It's not going to make an iota of a difference to him, it'll make a difference to you. Then straight after, he addresses the Ahlul Kitab. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, oh, people of the book, لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ, don't go to an extreme level in your religion. Don't go overboard, he's telling you and me as well. Don't go way out, don't go overboard. وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ, do not speak, do not say anything against Allah except the truth. إِنَّ الْمَسِيحُ إِسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَتَهُ, the Messiah, Isa son of Maryam, is a messenger of Allah, and he is his word. أَلْقَاهَ إِلَى مَرْيَمَ وَرُوهُمْ مِنْهُمْ, and he is the word, in other words, of Allah, which he communicated to Maryam and the spirit from him. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, believe in Allah and his messenger. And وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا, can you stop saying three? He says, إِنْتَهُ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ, keep away, it's better from you. Don't do this sort of thing. I don't know, the word they've used is desist. I'm not quite sure I like the word desist. I'll try and find an easier word for you than desist. Let me see if I can... okay, I'll find it for you. I can't see it at the moment, but I don't like the word desist. I would at the moment just say keep away. So he says, just keep away from saying these sort of things. إِنْتَهَا خَيْرًا, it's better for you. إِنَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٍ, know that your God is one. سُبْحَانَهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ وَلَدٍ, declare his perfection. How can you say that he had a son? That's not perfection for him. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, for him is whatever is in the heavens and the earth. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, and he is sufficient as a protector for you. Right, ayah 172. Now, لا يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله. The يستنكف, we'll look at that word in a minute, okay? يستنكف, استنكاف, means when you become embarrassed because you think something is beneath you. So Allah here is saying, لا يستنكف مسيح. So the Messiah is not embarrassed. He does not feel bad at all. Doing what? أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ, he doesn't feel bad in saying that he is the messenger of Allah. He's, well, not the messenger, he's the slave of Allah. A slave is something nobody likes saying. But Allah is saying the Masiha does not mind saying that. Then he says, وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, even the angels who are close, they don't mind saying that they are his slaves. وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ, but those who find it embarrassing to say that they are Allah's slaves. وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا, and they're arrogant. Allah will hashar is to gather. He will gather them all together. So let me try and repeat that again. The Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, such a great prophet, does not mind saying that he's a slave. The angels don't mind saying they're slaves. But you're so proud. You're saying that you mind saying that you are slaves. And he says, if you do that and you are arrogant, then he will put you all together in Jahannam. Alright, next ayah, 173. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, again a solution. Then as for those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do deeds that repair, that mend, that make things better. For you وَفِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, we will do wafa, we will be honorable, we will be just in giving them their reward. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and we will increase their fadl, we will give them even extra. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا. But those who are too embarrassed to call themselves the slaves of Allah, and they show arrogance, فَيُعَذِّبْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. We will afflict them with a painful punishment. One of the ways of removing this sort of arrogance is by doing sajda. This is what Mufassirin tells us. Okay, next ayah. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. You will not find for them any helper or a guardian or a helper. Next time. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Hope you can see it. There you go. O human beings. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْحَانٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. What has come from you, burhan, is irrefutable proof. You can't fight it. So the book, he says, is a burhan. What has come to you is proof from your Rabb. وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. And he has revealed down to you, he has sent down to you an absolutely manifest light. The walking Quran, the talking Quran, the silent Quran, the whatever Quran. I put it down as Quran in M14. You could draw a light near your Quran if you want. I don't know, whatever you want. You can draw it. You could put proof there. You can draw the book here and M14. Normally, this is what I do. So I have a book, I have a house, because Ahlul Bayt, I put a house, I put N14 here, and I put light all over it. Maybe you could do that too. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. As for those who believe, بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ وَعَتَّسَمُوا. And they just hold on to him. فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَحْذِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ سِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. So in my Quran, I do رَحْمَةً وَفَضْلًا وَيَحْذِيهِمْ. Three circles. One, two, three. This is what I would want. If I believe and I hold fast to him, I am guaranteed these three things. His rahmah, which is in essence absolutely encompassing me. A rahm is womb. In your mom's womb, in a mom's womb, a child is totally encompassed. So I'm totally encompassed by him. I'm given extra and I'm given guidance. And I don't think we'd want any more. So this is a phenomenal ayah. Now the last one. So the last one goes back to law again. In other words, it's trying to tell us that this whole surah is one thing. It's a surah. It's put together. So the last one goes back to a law. يَسْتَفْتُونَكَ. Yastaftuna comes from fatwa. They ask you for a fatwa. Fatawa comes from this word. They ask you for a decision. Kulillah. Say Allah. Yuftikum fil kalala. Allah gives you the fatwa about kalala. Kalala is somebody who has no above or below, who has no parents and who has no children. And that's what Allah is talking about. So he says, you asking a concerning a person who has neither parents nor children. It's called a kalala. So he says, إِنِ امْرُؤٌ حَلَكَ لَيْسَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَهُ أُخْتٌ فَلْهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ. And this is a law. So he's saying that if a man dies and he has no child and he has a sister, she shall have half of what he leaves. These are all laws. You can read about them. وَهُوَ يَرِثُهَا إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهَا وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ كَانَتْ أَثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُمَا الثُّلُثَانِ مِمَّا تَرَكَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا إِخْوَةً رِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً فَلِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَضِلُّوا وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And then if there are two sisters, they will have 2/3 of what he leaves. If they're brothers, then the male will have the portion of the two. These are the laws of fiqh. You can refer to your maraji. Allah makes it clear to you in case you make a mistake, and Allah knows all things. And we actually have come to the end of Surah An-Nisa, which is absolutely phenomenal. So I'm going to go over it one more time with you so we have it in our heads. The moment we think of Surah An-Nisa, in our heads we're thinking of legal, legislative, social issues. So we're looking at a society cannot operate without legal issues, without legislative, without social issues. And we find that the base of everything is the stability of the family. The stability of the family, there everything is sorted out. Then we have these laws. But that which breaks apart any society is hypocrisy. But it's not like doom and gloom, because it gives a solution to absolutely every part of this.